for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community. And the 5D Collective. Let's chit-chat about the lovely whole three-year-old heart and healthy self-worth people. That's what the 5D Collective is. Integrated brains, restorative embodied selves. Today I'm going to try and keep it short with the psych educational component, but FYI, anyone who's new, I'm attachment and trauma informed. So when I say integration of the brain, it is you, a human being who is a grown-up emotionally, so you're Pacha handshake. Okay, you're not a Cusco. You don't have low self-esteem in direct communication. You don't get passive-aggressive. You don't lie, and you don't do, what is it called, where you think canceling a person, like, you know, unfriending them or yelling in their face is actually adult behavior. That's called projection, and it's your codependent type charge state. So So it's not a grown up. Functional adults is what I talk about. And functional adults, 5D. We know, like the Dalai Lama says, that we can approach life with laughter and love, and it's not in spite of all the suffering, it's actually because of it that we have, and I like to substitute a word, so I'm going to do it my way, that we have an ability to bring joy into the world. We are not responsible as 0-1-year-olds, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds. We're not, as we got older, responsible for another human being's nervous system. We're able to calibrate in our own ventral vagal nervous system, which is what a functional adult, I raise my hand. I'm a 5D mystic, though, in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group, so I've had plenty of practice with my 8 senses. Our lovely Sadhguru quote, what is it here? It was something along the lines of, if your perception moves beyond the limited 5 senses, that you are spiritual, although he'll also share, we're all a spirituality process, but it is the senses that have you know, let's see, is it this one? No. Have you have the relationship with the sphere of consciousness. And it is really beautiful, by the way. I will share that. If your perception transcends the limitations of your 5 senses, you are spiritual. So when I'm having downloads, or when I'm doing Akashic Record readings or tarot card, and when I pick up on, right now we have a lunar eclipse coming up, and then there's going to be a solar eclipse, and a lot of beautiful things coming up. So the divine feminine has their own divine masculine, and the divine masculine has their own divine feminine. Remember, the divine feminine is your body. So for me, my relationship with my 1-year-old and 3-year-old and my teenager and all of me as a grown-up, thank you, Mom, they're all here, because I got to be a little quirky kid, and I got to be sensitive and all that stuff. So I know how to regulate my nervous system when I'm having a panic attack. I have known since I began having them, and that's because I stay in touch with my doctors, and I'm healthy as can be, and I am an energy body that expands. And I also have a course on that one too, and the ascension energies have been active for a long time already, and I mean it. For me, it feels like a long time. I've been with Claire since about probably 2007, although I need to revisit my timeline, but that's when I got to encounter my first twin flame out of my twin flames, and it's not a saga, and it's not a fake relationship either. It's a beautiful thing to know your oversoul, but the 5D mystics will tell you about that. The 4D, they feel that they're anointed, and they don't have a handle on their 0-1-year-old, that's why. Now, they are looking to be seen, I'm getting my timeline, and soothed. That means to get another human being to give them the green light that it's okay for them to be their self. That's why they still are looking for the one. And so they've transformed this, the twin flame thing, in a saga, but they've also done this other thing where now it's some people say it exists, some people say it doesn't. And then some people are talking about twin flame, false twin flame, and then they talk about also, what was it, the divine counterpart. Yes, that one's completely fascinating. So on that note, 2013 is where our geomagnetic pole shift began, and then 2014, we begin what were some chakra updates, the earth chakra updates. So yes, this is the year for me where I began to have a lot of the ascension symptoms. And what is nice about 5D and this year, 2024, because I know we have the second wave, that's what took place and is taking place. The nice thing is that I know, thanks to our lovely trauma and attachment experts and those who are 5D mystics such as myself, you all, whoever you are that are mystics, don't have to actually have that lengthy of a journey to not understand how to handle your embodied brain, okay? So the lovely neuroscience, mental health community, all of them help us to know how our attachment system works. And like I was saying, when you have bilateral integration and your healthy self-worth is what you also got, here I am and here you can be. It's all about being yourself with your loved ones. So you don't have a saga. You have people that you expand your consciousness with, and that's why we consistently maintain our wholeness. As for the oversoul, like I said, I'm a divine feminine. I have divine masculines as my twin flames and soulmates. So anyone who's my counterparts will always be masculines because I bring the feminine. But I have my own divine masculine, which is my mind, Maria's mind. So that's for all of you as well. But you will know who you are out of your oversoul. Your divine feminine is the one who knows of the connection, while the divine masculine will completely not think of you as anything except for nobody. And that's legit. So it is the truth, which is why moving beyond the concept of the one, I can thank my twin flames. And that's the part of where I love that in our lovely 2024, we can have the word polyamory, which I didn't know as a teenager, but I totally would have onboarded it because my lovely teenage boyfriend totally would have said, yes, you know what? Consensual non-monogamy is way better than me going behind your back, lying about it, and then doing it again and again and again until finally he, at least, you know, the last time he did it, he's like, ah, I'm choosing her, and he stuck with it. And this was great because he needed somebody like her, which is what I already knew. Once it was over, obviously, but what I knew is he wanted somebody that was jealous, and I'm not. To see this is what it means when you have healthy self-worth, you don't have triggers. A person who's a potential partner for a person who knows how to be empowered means we walk together. That means mentally, emotionally, physically, not just one way. And that's the part of where when you have impaired bilateral integration, so when people don't move into becoming functional adults, but they stay their teenage charged part, we all have them. The 14, 15, 16-year-old is the charged part of the ones of you who are without big forms of trauma. Okay, so I'm going to separate this one into categories for a minute. If you have secure attachment, you do not tend to date beneath yourself. That is, if as a teenager you decide, because that's our second choice point. Our first, we don't really choose. Your attachment system, the first year of life, if you get secure attachment, you're lucky. And then within your household, we'll see what happens. If you maintain differentiation of the self, that means you think and feel, and you're allowed to think and feel differently than your mother, father, mother, mother, father, father, sisters, brother, okay? So if you're given the ability to get what is called repairs of ruptures, you won't feel shame about being yourself. Thank you, Mom. And so when you have been lovingly accepted, you did not work for love, and your emotions, all of them, are allowed to exist, so you don't have a parent that shames you or humiliates you, you have a differentiated whole self that stays unconditionally loving with your own flaws and imperfections. Again, I raise my hand. With that being said, your teenage years as an adolescent, you have what happens to the brain, a pruning process, and that's where you choose your next style of parenting, your next herd. I know that from the teenage years, all of those teenagers equal not safe people. So when I think of divine masculines, for example, I definitely do not find the masculines to be safe unless they have their divine feminine. So if a masculine has emotional availability, then they will be safe because they will be both protector and nurturer. The same thing goes with the divine feminine. If she is not in the axis of her own divine feminine body, that will make her a person who is not emotionally grounded and therefore will be chaotic. So she will not be a nurturer. She will be chaotic. And in fact, quite frightening for a child, and therefore also a person who will humiliate. And humiliation is something that creates the impaired bilateral integration, and the childhood trauma survivor, like described by Patrick Tiahan, will feel so much of regret when they look to their childhood because it made them unkind and it made them get into relationships that were completely not worthy because you'll have dated beneath yourself until you figure out, oh, wait a minute, I am worthy. What the fuck? Huh? I didn't do shit. And that's something that can organically happen as you move into growing up and you see different people because you might meet Pachas. So when Cuscos meet Pachas, they get to see what it means to be lovingly accepted, to not work for love, and to be able to express all of those emotions. So whenever I've had people, since I was a teenager and a kid, but teenager, we'll use teenager as a starting point because that's when I began to date, and my first boyfriend, again, when my boyfriend cheated, I didn't shame, blame, fault, or revenge. No, I have, again, compersion, and I, in fact, was not and am not a jealous person, which is what, instead, culturally speaking, for him was important, which is why, as I said, when he broke up, it was something that I knew there was a missing component because we would talk about this, but I'm just not a jealous person. I'm not insecure. I told him that. Furthermore, I had learned about the negatives of being a person who would be reactive because I was a child and you learn things as you grow up. So my first little as a child relationship, I learned about not being reactive. In fact, it's actually quite beautiful, my childhood. And I got like a very, very romantic story that I don't share all of it just because it's not something that I want to, but it was really sweet. To this day, it's one of my most romantic like acts that a person, but we were kids, you know, but that's the beauty of kids, the innocence. And it was so sweet, so sweet. So when you realize how easy love is, but it's for those of us who have childhoods that we don't look back and say, I regret my childhood because it made me unkind. No, we look back and say, I'm happy. My childhood kept me kind. Thank you, Mom and Jesus. Because see, to me, Jesus, as a teenager, we can thank, I know I can thank Jesus, for keeping me on the forgive them for they do not know, turn the other cheek, blessed are those who see, who believe, excuse me, without seeing, and Pacha is what I can say came about. So when I have had those friends who didn't inform me of the boyfriend cheating, my regular listeners know all the stories, and so I'm going to keep it short, and we're just going to move into other stories as well, because that way I can vary it up. The part of what I can tell you all is I had the ability to go and ask those close friends, why didn't you tell me about it? Because I was curious. I literally didn't understand why these kids didn't say anything. And all of them answered for the same reasons. And that's where I learned people just let fear lead the way. So I learned that one, teenagers were unreliable, which is why I didn't attach to any of them. I rely to this day. I know how to be my own safe haven. Again, thanks, Mom. So I know how to emotionally manage my own depths because people will tend to use your vulnerability, right? So kids will use their weaknesses. They tease. They again, it's normal because that's when you're insecure. And I say normal when I know we're trying to use different words, but I'm trying to create the if you're a teenager, you just went through a pruning process of your brain. You're going through a biochemistry and your hormones are different than when you're a young adult. And by the way, your executive decision-making functions of your human being brain, they don't finish to develop until the age of 25 for a physiological, biological woman. And for a biological, physiologically man, the brain development, this executive decision-making functions, 27 is the age. So these are tidbits, again, remember, woo-woo, pseudoscience, because I bring to you different pieces of information from my courses to you, but I support you with that personal development specifically, which is what the paid subscription-based model content is all about, and the courses, the inner growth mindset. If you need to take or want to take courses or you need in-depth whatever, as you ask, I send you whatever sources I have, the courses, that stuff, you know, and it's very beautiful to have these educators out there. We want to now create the conversations to destigmatize, one, the narcissist, the sociopath, the psychopath, to destigmatize when relationships are with people who are emotionally unavailable due to potential attachment wounds and childhood trauma. There are plenty of people out there that walk around and they have dissociative identity disorders. And there's still therapists who don't believe in DID. Okay, there's disorganized attachment. I have met so many people out there that are beautiful and I do not judge them. One of my friends, I think that he might have something along the lines of DID because of too many switches of the personality and the forgetfulness. And that indicator of forgetfulness is something really, really talked about. So I'm going to move forward. But the part of creating awareness for me is key, as well as conversations. But we also do, again, personal development. For those of you who are looking to be yourself and enjoy being a whole thrilled heart and to, yay, to personal development, not, eh, I don't want it. Emotional building regulation skills is fun for the human love narrative. So our ability to bring joy into the world, thank you, Dalai Lama, it's because you have access to your eight senses and to your divine feminine, your body. Visual, auditory, gustatory, olfactory, tactile, vestibular, proprioception, and interoception. And for my lovely mystics, your light body expands. And we do have a lunar eclipse coming up and a solar eclipse. I have at this point had so many light body, rainbow body, and other light body expansions. Hopefully it's going to be manageable. And I say hopefully because that's where those panic attacks. It's because there's days where there's so much energy coming in between planets moving and people going through stuff that for me, it's not just my oversoul. It's the entire and infinity and beyond. Unprovable, remember that. And I'm 4'9", but let's get back to... So the concepts of the one, for me, moving beyond it in general was not something that I can say, oh no, I'm so sad. No, I mean, I'm sad about the people, the men in this case, that don't have complete access to their emotional plane. So if I have to look to the past, what would make me sad is to know today as a attachment trauma-informed person that most of the people don't have actual heart-to-heart conversations. That's sad because, see, I haven't hid anything of who I am to these people, not even a little bit. They know everything about me. And that's something that I've done on purpose. What kind of a life partner are you if you don't know anything about me? Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What kind of partnership is this if you don't actually have a relationship with my own actual heart? Like, the heart, you know, what you're feeling. So when I hear people who talk about their, let's say, the twin flame thing, one, any of the 4D collective, they have consistently butchered this thing. And while I understand upset emotions, because again, I have been a teenager, I have been a young adult, I definitely moved into neutrality in time, and it was when I had finished developing the inner growth mindset, as my brain finally was in that. But remember, that age is the top brain. In fact, 27 is when I got to engage and rekindle with twin flame 1, and then twin flame 2 and 3 came along, and it's the most of amazing experiences, soulmates. Those are experiences like the teenage boyfriend, soulmate, and then another lovely soulmate. That is really, really amazing and more than just one. But what I'm saying is your oversoul is a gift for a 5D mystic. We don't cut cords. We don't have any form of, I'm not going to be your friend. We don't have sirens. We have energy vampires. We have people. Okay, so the women that I've met that have twin flames, it's not because the divine feminine has to be a woman, but it tends to be a woman. Okay, I've met so far one woman who's a divine masculine of their oversoul, and they had clairs. And then I've met a man, not in person, but I've met a man who's a divine feminine of his oversoul, and in fact his divine masculine is a woman. Okay, so what I'm going to share is that the divine feminine has a relationship like me with my three-year-old, and we stay loving and whole. And that's for the divine feminine. A feminine will be a codependent type, martyr, superior, or blamer. They will be a woman or a man, but I've met the women who have low self-esteem in direct communication. They actually get chaotic with men, and that's where they treat men in a way that you should treat no person. And that chaotic energy comes when you have structural dissociation, though. So again, your brain is an embodied brain. So when structural dissociation happens, you have one of those charges, your unfinished business, your attachment system took place. One, the first year of life, if you're secure attachment, that's great. If you're not, then you already have a self that is not whole. And then there's that number one. Then you're going to have self-soothing mechanisms. And by the time you're three, you're already defective. You better bet the first time you get yelled at, you're going to feel ashamed and defective because you were already defective the first year of your life because you didn't get secure attachment. And your lifeline is hanging on a string. So your nervous system, though, what I should explain to you is that your nervous system has wired not in a way of your body being safe. Well, my body is safe. So for me to feel gooey, ooey, ooey, I always feel this. For a person who didn't get secure attachment, they're going to have to get back home, which your body is getting you back home to yourself, by the way. So your body will organically, every trauma therapist I've learned from, because they know about neuroscience and neurobiology, is already trying to return home to itself because your charges are going to come up. They're frozen like icicles. They come up when you're growing up. And here's why: everyone has a spiritual awakening and kundalini awakening. That might not be for everyone, but you'll know if you have one. You will know immediately. I do remember mine, and it was fascinating. The spiritual awakening, on the other hand, I would say that one's a constant. But if I have to track it back somewhere, it would be in that 2007 beginning mark and moving forward. Okay, so no need for a timeline if you're doing your own life stuff, because you're not trying to compare notes, which I have also noticed 4D mystics don't recognize. They're literally trying to up each other, and then in their oversoul, the same thing goes. Okay, so let's move back to a little bit of tangible. When you're Mono Amri, you maintain the feeling of love for one person. When you're Poly Amri, you have the ability, the choice, the embodiment. It depends if you're testing it out, but in the case of those who love more than one person, this is where that love is more than just a friend. Okay, so at the very least, that's unique to every person. For the people who have gotten here because they're mystics, again, twin flames will be most likely, and soulmates, that reason, because they maintain a bond with us in time. It doesn't end. You don't cut it off. It doesn't get cut off. The people who are in 4D land, they cut each other out of each other's lives. That's 4D. Those are people who don't work with their 0-1-year-old, their 3-year-old. They don't become whole and pachas. So they don't do like the Rumi quote, we love from our heart and soul. They only love with their eyes. Or better said, they want a person to love them the way they want to be loved. Okay, conceptually, I know some people, they think of love as one human being. That's why I say we have Mono Amri and Poly Amri. Okay, but the functional adult relationship in either or are people who can talk to each other from the heart. When you have your whole three-year-old heart, your own divine masculine and divine feminine, and so you have bilateral integration at the very least. You know what comes up from your body, you're not hiding it from another person, and you're going to talk to them about it. And not shame, blame, fault, or revenge. So the twin flame thing, no saga or drama. The 4D, they do that because they get into their not very stable, feminine, chaotic self. And they justify what is the squirrel attitude from Cusco land. Okay, so we're going to leave that alone. Because what that is a codependent type relationship of two people who could use a good therapist. And they could fix that. At the same time, some people, they don't fix that because they don't see it as toxic or low self-esteem. They see it as the norm. And again, Patrick Tiahan, childhood trauma survivor, he talks about, like a lot of other people, hypervigilance, about one dating beneath oneself, being used to being treated a certain way. When you finally recognize that you're worthy of love, that you deserve to be respected, that anger that comes up, that's a good sign. It means you're starting to stand up for yourself because you've had enough and you are aware of, I exist and I didn't do anything wrong. I know. And it's beautiful when people get to begin to stand up for their whole three-year-old heart. and to then bring that three-year-old to safe relationships. Okay, so the part that I want to really hone in on for me when I share those stories, I don't look to the past and think, oh my gosh, I was given a disservice, not with my teenage boyfriend, not with my other boyfriends, and not with my twin flames. I was given something that is called relationships, and it makes a lot of beautiful, beautiful love and stories for me, soulmates included. And the aspect of what sadness is, no matter what depth of degree of sadness you may have, sadness is actually a part of connecting, and it's how we process charges. So it's the healing process. In fact, it's suppression of emotion that doesn't support you to get that stuff out, okay? And I'll use an example. Right now, the Human Love group, we're all in the 5D collective. That means people who want to be emotionally available, they understand vulnerability. And here's where I'm going to say it. The vulnerable is never comfortable because, and never say never, right? What I mean to say when I say never is that when you're actually entering intimacy with another human being, and it's a person that is a counterpart, okay? So in my case, as a divine feminine, if I'm entering intimacy with a divine masculine, that means I'm beginning to allow what is within me to be seen. The minute that that happens, it makes me a quote-unquote mark for a person who can use what they're finding out about me. Okay, so let's explore this for a minute. This aspect to a person such as myself means nothing, because sadness means connection. Hopefully I'm helping you understand why, for a divine feminine who's a nurturer and a protector and a person who can understand all, because I have my right mode on, whether you know it or not, whether I know it or not, I'm picking up your nervous system, first of all. So I know your 0-1-year-old and your 3-year-old. That's who I'm picking up. And I know what's going on. So I'm going to be focused on that, not on anything else, unless you are a physical threat, which I will notice. Because a physical threat will be something of an energy that's different. So unless there's a reason for me to need to physically move away from you, I will not be in any way, shape, or form aware of your teenage brain if it's thinking, which is where our adaptive children in Cusco's are. And I'll use again the example of when I watched Emperor's New Groove the first time. I thought when Cusco shook his hand and Pacha says, but don't shake if you don't mean it. I, Maria, your host right here, thought that Cusco meant it, because during the night, Pacha covered Cusco. And I saw in that moment Cusco look up, and it almost seemed, it seemed that he felt bad and he had come to his senses. And so I actually thought that he would keep his promise, that he meant it. And when I realized he didn't, because I was watching the movie, I was like, what? Okay, so this is what a person who's a divine feminine with their own divine masculine in the plane of mysticism and enlightenment. It's not human stuff in this case. It's because I have a relationship, and I consistently, it's for me, Jesus brought me here, not, you know, spirituality from yoga, because I learned about faith from Jesus and God, and I just learned about love, and I said, I choose love. Why would I choose not? And that doesn't make any sense to me. I would choose fear if I didn't choose love. Because evil didn't mean anything except for fear. When I've seen it, that's all I've seen is fear. It's human beings with childhood trauma. It's human beings who don't trust each other. It's what Patrick Tiahan regrets from his childhood. I was unkind. Whenever I've seen a person use tactics, they're people who need to see what love looks like. That's all they need. And that doesn't mean that they will choose to be vulnerable with you. No, not even close. So that is where it's beautiful, though. For me, personally, I wake up every day with a clear conscience, because we're not living movies, people. I see a human being's eyes when I look into their eyes. I don't see a movie. I'm not living rumination in my brain. I'm not living what people don't realize when I hear people talking about people and what people have done. You're talking in a way that brings out... what is pseudo-liveness, structural dissociation. I don't even know what to share with people at this point because they're literally living from their temporal junction, which is why they're in the past. They're revisiting something that they've experienced with the human suffering love, which is why the human suffering love group is not doing really great right now, because they continue to ruminate with their unfinished business from their childhood. If they want to get better, then they either need to learn to use mindfulness meditation effectively. And so what are they doing? They're fucking drinking, drugging, and doing hangover movie. It's literally like, reminds me again of teenagers. It's the only time when I did stupid shit was as I was getting from teenager 16, 14, we begin doing shit. Okay, so not my fondest memories, because I literally was a stupid idiot in my personal opinion. And that's not me shaming me. No, it's literally like, okay, did you finish being stupid? Because seriously, I'll never forget. The way that I handle my stupidity is just straightforward. Okay, stupid. Now let's move on. And that's what's always happened. Those handful of times, I still to this day, some shame moments, but not, you know, big shame. The big, big shame was when I was like, oh no, I'm judging people by casting a stone. That was the only moment. And that was because, thank you, Jesus, I had been taught how not to. And I totally got taught how to call people good and bad. The grown-ups taught me that, which is why I said, well, the grown-ups taught you that. Now that you've learned, it's anarchy time. And what I meant and still mean is that I don't judge people. Doesn't mean I'll hang out with all people, no. In fact, I won't. I will choose, for example, the men that would need to be, if ever they said, okay, it's the end of the world, who do you want as men? I got some men in my mind. I'm like, okay, I know which ones I want. They're the ones that I consider safe. And no, I don't want the ones who think that they're safe when they look like big balloons of not emotionally available men. No. So here's where masculine man, a feminine woman, these words mean something to people, but we can do masculine woman and feminine man in either and or all. What these are and indicate for herd, it's like Ice Age. We got a Manny, a Diego, a Sid, and the baby. So we got a variety, but what we really have to be serious is analogical thinkers. Those are the right mode with left. And then we have the digital thinkers, left with the right. So we got a rainbow. And in the healthy group, it's healthy self-worth. So they don't get chaotic or rigid. The men and women that are from the masculine don't actually shut down, because the masculine energy will shut down, will avoid, close off, because they can't handle the emotion that arises from the body. So it's discipline in this case. The feminine energy on the other hand will chaos, like a hardwired. And this is always fascinating to explain, but those are not secure attachment people. And in fact, your integrated brain is what makes you flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. When rigidity or chaos comes into the mix, we have non-secure attachment. And when we have disorganized attachment, then we have a attachment system that was not able to securely attach. So they don't have a safe haven. They have an attachment traumatized body. And they also don't have a secure base. So they are not able to explore the world thinking, well, I'm going to have a good time in the world. No, their defense mechanism is online. So they're consistently in a fragmented self, because the attachment system is their mammalian heritage. I want to attach. I want to be nurtured and loved. With an actual nervous system is in defense mode because it was threatened, frightening and or frightened. So again, that's the part. It's not only about being unkind due to shame, defectiveness from childhood trauma. We have complete person who's completely thinking human bodies are unsafe, and not just thinking, feeling, which is why when we see people who are, for example, distorting their own self, what will come out in time, and we'll keep talking about it, but it's because you don't feel safe in your own nervous system, in your own body. People who re-traumatize, people who don't understand this word, ask me questions, because I use words because I understand the depths of the concepts since I'm attachment and trauma informed, but I have also experienced. So when I have met people who are essentially in hypervigilance and they live pseudo-liveness, they do structural dissociation, they also go into sympathetic dorsal vagal, shut on, off, okay? And they have clinical dissociation of some type. They are hypervigilant in a way that they are driven by sadistic, I think is the word, or something like, so basically cutting can become something addictive for reasons. Your nervous system is trying to come back online. If a person has the fragment itself, they might have parts that want to kill the other part. There's consciousness barriers, memory barriers. So this is a whole in-depth topic that those who don't understand why our lovely mental health community is talking about compassion are the same ignorant, evil ignorant human beings who need a good therapist because they have impaired bilateral integration. And these are colleagues of these people. Okay, so I see people using words that they should not be using that are going to attract, though, people who believe that humans are not good. If you tell me the illusion of goodness, you are literally trying to say that people cannot be good. And goodness is an illusion. It is not an illusion. You have something you want to express. You are using a very bad way to try and make your case because you're going to attract a flock of human beings that might not even watch the video, and they're going to read that, and then they're going to read a title, because this title was completely shit title, horrible title, horrible, whatever it is. I'm sure there's a great point behind it, but literally you're sending a message that is going to be seen as that. No good. No goodness out there. And any person who falls for it will meet people who are good, meaning kind, that we choose to be kind, as liars. And I know plenty of people who, to this day, as a woman, I have accepted the he said, she said shit. But it's not just in situations where you actually have what happens. And we all know this. And by the way, men have shit like that happen too. So it's always, it's all shit, all of it. But what I'm saying is I accept very clearly, since I was a kid, teenager again, thank you, teenage boyfriend, I won't be able to prove my heart to you as you try. No, you're not trying. You're literally calling me a liar. Even if I take my heart out of my chest, it's a fucking muscle. So you're not going to see shit. You're just going to see a muscle, which is what gets me going when I hear the 4D mystics thinking that they can read their twin flame's mind. That they can know what a human being is thinking. No. You pick up. Yes. We pick up. Is telepathy? Yes, but not in the way the 4D tells you. That is not completely accurate. Not to mention they're not a clear vessel because they have no choice of love in their body. If they did, they wouldn't be trying to figure other people out. What their brain is doing is not only using their amygdala, they got an alert, and their biochemistry of fear is all over that. Their defense mechanism is online. We got an overgeneralizer who only knows black and white thinking. The minute it's gray, they don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. They also think that they can manipulate every situation because they were a wizard at it. And so they think it's the minute they get a person who's a functional adult that they will realize they have no wizardry, because they're going to try and think of every single possible way something's going to go. And once it doesn't go the way they thought it was going to go, now they're really lost. Now they're confused, they're lost. But see, this is where they're not actually there. They're living as a one-year-old, two-year-old, three-year-old, four-year-old. Okay, so I've been in the midst of when somebody was having structural dissociation, as they were actively not only chaotic, they were literally making statements. As I tried to keep them in the now, I was taught this from all of my courses, I'm trying to keep them in the now. I'm literally saying, you remember, you told me about this thing happening from your family, and they're trying to stay upset. They're trying to carry their story. Literally, they're carrying their story, and I am able to calm them, get them down of that hyper-activated, structural dissociative moment. I'm able to get them back to the now, basically. the minute I have to go because it was a work day is the minute that they later on reach out letting me know that they did this thing, which is pretty much stalker-like, but it's not, but it pretty much is. And this is a woman, by the way, who consistently every now and then will have some statement, the whole he said, she said. Okay, so as a woman, again, I accepted it when I was growing up. And if a woman tells me they were trying to lure me by buttoning up their shirt and their pants, I'm going to think, okay, wait a minute. This sounds like, excuse me, but you're not going to be able to tell that to a person who's actively under the impression that this is what that assumptions are okay. So either people start to get informed about what it is to be emotionally mature, which I'm sharing with you all right now. Making assumptions in your brain is not you being emotionally mature. It's more like mean girls. And it's deeper than that if you have a way that you're not able to handle yourself. And people that are adaptive children, they refuse to actually go to get therapist. I got at least 10 people that I've known throughout my lifetime that I've mentioned all of this stuff to. They consistently don't. And if they're in a bad, bad mood, they're going to actually take it out and be like, why am I such a piece of shit? Or what is wrong with me? Or you told me something's wrong with me. So people who don't move into self-empowerment and love, self-compassion, they keep doing that. And that's our human suffering love group. So long story short, we can put them to the side as we conclude our conversation, moving beyond the concept of the one. Those people are definitely going to be able to do something if they get into a therapist seat with their partner and or partners, because it's all about the childhood trauma, the attachment wounds, the stuff that we've been talking about. Mystics don't have 5D ones. The 4D, they literally are in spiritual bypass. They're like, oh, I'm a light worker, and they're not, and I'm better than they are, and I'm doing the work. They're doing the work, and that their divine masculines are not doing anything except for making bad choices. And that's the moment that I'm like, you know, that's not nice. You're talking about people you know, and you're insulting people, and I don't insult my people because my people are people, so I know them. And they do have a brain, and it's not my business how they need to feel life or think life through. It's their business how they want to feel and think life, not mine. That's what an independent woman here, I raise my hand, a divine feminine with my own divine masculine. If you're going to be here, I'm going to be here saying you be you and I be me. And when vulnerability takes place, it's beautiful. So I look to the past and love every moment of those vulnerable shares. For those of you who it's easy to do, let's talk about when it's beginning. Okay, so let's talk. One, secure attachment, healthy self-worth. Nobody is worthless. Everyone deserves love, masculines, feminines, all of that. Okay, so long story short, when you're beginning to be uncovered, right? When you're sharing that heart, what happens? Okay. What happens is you begin to be reminded of those very areas that people can essentially use to quote unquote get into under that skin, but it's really just a figure of speech and it's really just a feeling. So what's the feeling? The feeling is as you get to know the depths of me, I know that you know all of me, which means that you know how to make me cry, you might know how to make me angry, you might know, but if you're empowered, that's not really true. Nobody can make you any of those emotions if you're empowered, because you're a person who has an embodied brain where you're integrated and a restored embodied self. However, you still have the unknowns of what tomorrow will bring. So our 0-1-year-old always knows that a human being is a person who can come and go as they please. That's why it's always going to come back from me to you, to your human stuff. And you will want to be seen and soothed and feel safe and secure to be yourself. If you develop this level of secure attachment within you, then you can be a deep source of soothing to your own nervous system, when you have people who don't find that you are the one for them. And then you can also continue to be a secure base for yourself, because you know that life has a lot of lovely things that you can do. And that's why grown-ups don't look to the past and say, oh, but there's no more fish in the sea. They look to the present and say, there's plenty of fish. It's if I find the mentally, emotionally, and physically interesting one to me, men, women, or theys, and then it's, I will take a risk. But it takes two to tango. So you can't actually do anything. The leap of faith, obviously, is where people have to say something. So, oh, that one's funny. For me, this has not gotten harder. So when I have potential and it's something clear, I'll say it and that's it. And I'll leave it alone, but not the one. So the concept of the one, personally, it's out the window. It got out the window. It was a while back because it was amazing. That's why. So yeah, once you have experienced what the one is like, and it's perfection, and you get told, no, no, yeah, you're not the one. I'm so sorry that you thought this, okay? You can imagine the reaction is, wow, okay. Huh, I'm going to go and think about that one right now. And so it happened in a very funny way. And I do remember we were also going through some of that collective theme stuff, my lovely mystics. So it wasn't surprising to me, but it was something I began to process and accept. And perfection, obviously, there can always be. But like I said, in this case, for me, I haven't seen anything that's completely perfect. Options, opportunities, yeah. So that's where I've talked about polyamory. And I have not had a bad reaction by those lovely lovers. So that's a nice for any of you. It's about telling them the truth. And the only people that I've found don't know how, still men. I am so sorry, I swear. I really hope to find those men with balls. Because the only polyamory people I met so far in my actual like human being day-to-day life are two men, and they both didn't have the balls to say anything. And I have to say, though, the girls would know because they think polyamory means that they want to. It's kind of true because both of them were not committed to it from the, I have people that I share love with. And that's a very big difference. Okay, so if you embody polyamory, it's being able to say, I have love with friends. So either accept or you don't. You don't have to accept it. About your own self-worth, FYI, here's why. The end of anyone who is healthy self-worth will know I am irreplaceable. 10 partners or 20 or 40 don't matter because there's no one like me. That's what confidence means. I'm Maria. Nobody's like me. I even have a twin. And the part about perfection is this. I'm irreplaceable. Like the person that would be also, though, again, irreplaceable. It has to go both ways. And it isn't a forced thing. And so remember my lovely teenage boyfriend story. When he's finally made his decision, what does he say? That I don't think of you when I wake up in the morning. The part about what and who we always are thinking of are people that are part of our herd. And if in that in between, there's those people who are more than just friends, that's where we're at. And that's because you are people who share moments together, not random. It's meaningful. But the two need to tango or want to tango together, okay? And that is the part of where emotional vulnerability comes into the mix. And when we have so many people who don't realize that they have attachment and trauma stuff, that's why we want more pachas, okay? So let's come together and build those 5D relationships. The heart and the right brain go hand in hand. So if you don't have the access to your right mode and all that that comes up, you don't have access to your full three-year-old heart, the point. But when you do, that's why you know when you're getting vulnerable, you know what that means, and you won't ever shy away from love, because that's a pity, isn't it? When I think of these grown women that I know, that they go out and they're just, you know, randomly fucking people, drinking, some of them doing drugs, I'm like, what are you doing in my head? Because they're totally telling me they're having a good time, although at the same time they're saying they still feel like, you know, they're still upset. And that reminds me of my college years when I had a couple and or more roommates who, you know, just fucked around and they would be very unhappy. And I was like, well, why would you do that then? If you feel more lonely, I don't understand why you're doing it. And some, they would feel bad because they were cheating on boyfriends. And I'd be like, so why are you doing it? And again, they don't have an answer. And that's where it's not about, in my book, right or wrong. It's literally, why are you bothering with a boyfriend? Which is why, thank goodness, we have polyamory. Except people don't want to use it. They don't want to use it because those same people who do shit out of, let me soothe my nervous system, they're all low self-esteem. They're compulsive because seriously, they have a way to say, hey, guess what? I want to be in an open relationship. And that is the best. Although I will say secure attachment is way better. If you're a secure attachment person with healthy self-worth, polyamory, okay. But if you don't know any healthy self-worth yet, get to love who you are first, because that way you can be a person who can be a functional adult in your relationships. So when I talked to any of these people throughout my years, I do not recall ever trying to actively shame, blame, fault, or do any revenge. I've not done any of it. Does that mean that they think? I don't know, because, but we've never had that level of a discussion. So no, I would say that no, we're on a good pages. And if anything was made up in their brain, then that's theirs. I don't know it because they didn't tell it to me. Because I would totally know how to say, no, that's wrong. I didn't think that. I didn't say that. I don't know what you're, you know. And anyways, at the end of the day, I have had plenty of people who, as I got to become a mystic, have made it very clear that they think that it's, unfortunately, they make statements that mystics does happen, where people will talk about you as an evil bitch or an evil witch. I learned how to accept that as a teenager. Again, it's very clear what confidence does. Apparently, teenagers don't know how to handle it. So do grown-ups who don't move into healthy self-worth. It's actually quite sad. It's not a devil or evil. Wish they could still have that excuse, but for those of us who are educated, like me, Patrick McNamara, there's no demon that possesses a person. When there's that demonic possession, nope, fear receptor in the brain goes wonky. They could totally get help. A person can heal from their own trauma and attachment wounds, and they're not broken, as the lovely DID lady who has healed, and she's writing a book, and I can't wait for it to be out, because for the meantime, we got therapists who don't believe in DID because they don't have, probably, very likely they don't have bilateral integration. They got some trauma of their own, because otherwise it makes no sense how they don't believe colleagues that are doing research behind the scenes, and they try to make it look like there's no good people out there, and that you know, somehow we need to ensure people rigidly stay within the lines. It's a lot like soldiers, and it's like, yeah, that's not what life has to be at all. Some of us, we like love and compassion, and that's where the 5D is. There's no need for that level of rigidity. Again, a man who is a masculine as a woman who's a feminine, and then a woman who's a masculine and a man who's a feminine, a healthy, self-worth human being, will be a protector and a nurturer. They complement each other because the man who is masculine has specific, one, physical attributes. Two, the actual divine masculine has a different way their mind conceptualizes aspects. It's very important. I'm a divine feminine. I need divine masculines in my life. They help me to think better. I can't think like a divine masculine thinks. And a divine masculine will know that they can't think the way a divine feminine does. They will intuitively know this. We come from different angles. It's literally like having two sets of eyes. And so any type of healthy, self-worth human being will have their divine masculine, divine feminine balanced. They will create 5D relationships they will want to see, and we can do this as a collective, our society, in healthy relationships. The humans who desire to, no, they don't desire, the people that I've met that stay within that evil scale of 1 to 22, the ones who stay within the human suffering love, they all have an excuse. It's called the childhood trauma attachment adaptive child. They literally are choosing to disregard information from therapists that say, hey, This is what codependency looks like. This is what low self-esteem looks like. This is what not knowing how to love yourself looks like. Okay, so let's share what actual love is and with each other and grow those relationships and know that we come together as two sides of the same coin, but different sides that can actually share with the world what love is. So we'll be back with more. Have a great day.